Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 775. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free of charge. We'll send them to you. That even includes the postage and handling. We are into the second chapter of Proverbs now, and I have music. But right now, let's pray. Father, anoint this program. Continue speaking through me. Let everything that's always been said, Lord, let it be from you and not from me, but through me. In Jesus' name, that souls may be saved and the church strengthened, and that Satan be reproved and rebuked and bound, and that the kings of this earth and the presidents and the pope and all the false prophets shall be bound. They'll be bound in chains and in fetters. Lord, in Jesus' name I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right. Right now I've got a song with the Stamps Quartet called The Old Account was Settled Long Ago.
Well, there was a time on earth when in the book of heaven an old account was standing for sins yet unforgiven. My name was at the top and many things below. I went until heaven and settled it long ago. Long ago,
long ago,
long ago,
long ago.
Yes, the old account was settled long ago, and my record's clear today. Oh, he washed my sins away when the old account was settled long ago. Well, the old account was large and growing every day, and I was always sinning, and I never tried to pray. But when I looked ahead and saw such pain and woe, I went unto the keeper and settled it long ago, long ago,
long ago,
long ago,
long ago.
Yes, the old account was settled long ago, and my record's clear today. For you wash my sins away when the old account was settled long ago. Now, sinner, seek the Lord, repent of all your sins, cause this he has commanded, if you would enter in. And then if you should live 100 years too long, you know you've got to tell it, cause you settled it long ago, long ago,
long ago,
long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago, and your record's clear today, for he washed your sins away when the old account was settled long ago.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I settled the old account a long time ago, and things just keep getting better as I keep growing. And until the time, I just kept growing and growing until the fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ is now living in me. Praise the Lord. And I just cringe every time I hear people say, let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down into the pit. Because I know that when I hear people saying that they're going to die. The Lord promises it, and I've seen that his promises have come to pass all the time. They think they're going to find all kind of precious substance by stealing our properties and by harassing us. All they're doing is digging a grave for themselves. And this is just a warning to all you government people that like to think of yourself so big and bad, that I have a God that is far bigger and badder than you ever thought about being, because he's big enough to not only kill you, but to take your souls and sling it into the pit of hell. And this is just being good unto you, as the Lord tells me to do, to tell you what God says. And you may think that it's a joke, but the other people that were killed, that God killed, and in many different ways, as for sure, I had nothing to do with it. It's just the promise of God. So we're back in the chapter 2 of the book of Proverbs, verse 7. It says, he lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. If you're righteous, well, what is righteous? Well, the Bible tells us what righteousness is. To be equal with everybody. If it's a bad person, to rebuke and reprove them. If it's a person that's doing good, to give them their dues. He lays up sound wisdom. In other words, sound fear for the righteous. If you lose your fear of the Lord, you will not serve him. He told Moses that these people of Israel will not serve me because they don't fear me. If they fear me, they will serve me. And they didn't fear him. And they all died with the exception of 2, Caleb and Joshua, and also the young people that did fear the Lord. When they were told to keep their trap shut for 7 days, and only on the 7th day for them to shout, Joshua, you know, for the walls to come down, they did come down. They kept every commandment. They kept their mouth shut. So he lays up this sound fear of God for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. In case you don't know what a buckler is, the dictionary states that it is a round shield with a handle, held by a handle inside the shield, on the other side of the shield. So he's a shield that you can hold in your hand to those that walk uprightly. God is that shield, is that buckler. It's not a shield that you carry with your hand, but he's like a shielder. Nothing can harm you. Nothing can harm you to those that walk uprightly. Now, some people write in letters and say, I'm trying my best. I think I'm doing everything right in the Lord, and yet I still keep getting sicker and sicker. Well, the Lord says that patience is a virtue. Just keep holding your faith. Don't fall away. Don't start mistrusting God at a time like that. That's the time you should trust the Lord more than any time. And even if you went on to be with the Lord, it's so much better there than it is here. I thank God for showing me how wonderful it is in heaven. He showed me that by showing Sue and myself in heaven. Then I saw Jesus himself. And it was the most happy moment of my life when I saw that. And I've never been really super happy since. Verse 8, he keepeth the paths of judgment. In other words, the Lord isn't changing judgment. He keeps them. He is more solid than the rock of Gibraltar. His paths of judgment, his judgment never changes. So if you do that which is right, you're going to be in heaven forever. And just 1 second in heaven, just me seeing 1 or 2 seconds of the kingdom of heaven, was more happiness than I've had in all my entire life. And I've had a lot of happy moments, but they were nothing to be compared against even 1 second in heaven. So can you imagine what it would be like to be there forever? So he's keeping, he's not going to change the Bible, the judgments that are incorporated within the Bible. He keeps the paths of judgment, and he preserves the way of his saints. So it's like he told me, if you do what I tell you, if you say the words that I'm telling you, you'll be preserved. No one can hurt you. But if you don't, you will be destroyed. So all these things that he told me in short one-liners, he keepeth the paths of judgment and he preserves me. He preserves the way of his saints. His saints do what he says. He says a person that says that he loves me and keeps not my commandments is a liar. And they're not my people, and so they're liable to go out to meet God at any time. He's liable to just take you out. Then shalt thou understand. He keeps, he preserves the way of his saints. And when he does, then you are able to understand what righteousness is all about and what judgment is all about. I mean, you can't, because you don't like the looks of somebody or you don't like the color of their skin, judge them differently than you can somebody that has the same skin color that you have. You have to understand the righteousness of God and the judgments of God and the equity of God. Yea, every good path. Because God tells you what understanding and righteousness is and judgment and equity are. And therefore you know what they are, and all you have to force yourself. You have to compel yourself to be governed by the Holy Spirit. You have to discipline yourself to be disciplined by the Holy Spirit. Verse 10, when wisdom entereth into your heart, wisdom, when the fear of the Lord enters your heart, when you really start receiving the fear of God and the knowledge is pleasant, then you start seeing, oh my God, this knowledge is so pleasant unto my soul because I know that this is the wisdom. I have the fear of the Lord, which is wisdom. Verse 11, then discretion shall preserve you. You'll know not to do skydiving and all kinds of things, and you'll know better than to be a homosexual or a lesbian. You'll know better than to be a porn star or even be involved with pornography at all. You'll know a lot better than to be involved with this beast government that the Bible talks about in the book of Revelation and throughout. You'll know better than to have false judgment and justice or evil things that you do. Discretion, being discreet in what you do, shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep you. Oh, to know understanding is so good because you know when to step aside. You know when to buy property. You know when the news media is telling you that all the banks are going to cave in and you want to get your money out of there and you start buying all kinds of property foolishly without seeking the Lord. It's almost impossible for the banks to go totally under because they're owned by the Chinese people and Japanese people, and they've got plenty of money. They don't need to let their banks go under. It's like, and you don't have any discretion. If you know discretion, you have a place with the Lord, you can ask him, Lord, is this what they're really going to do? Shall I take my money out of the bank and put it in my house so that robbers can come in and steal my money from me? Yeah, I'll leave it in the bank. Discretion shall preserve you. Understanding shall keep thee. First of all, I don't like banks, but I don't like keeping money in my house either. I don't trust banks because they're all government controlled. To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things. Froward. Verse 13, who leave the paths of uprightness. It's like these backsliders. They were upright, but they left the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. Let's gamble. Let's take a chance and not just do what the Lord says. The Lord is not prospering me fast enough. He's not prospering me. There's different deals that are rising up, and I'd like to maybe invest in this new way to walk in the ways of darkness and to leave the paths of uprightness. To leave God, to walk in the ways of darkness. Verse 14, and those kind of people are those who rejoice to do evil. These are once saved, but they're not always saved. They start to rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, just like all the wicked people have done. They're investing in things that are going down the tubes. Verse 15, whose ways are crooked, and they froward in their paths. Verse 16, to deliver thee from the strange woman. Well, what is they call a strange woman? Because a real woman of God is upright in all her ways. The last chapter of the book of Proverbs tells us that she's a virtuous woman. But a strange woman is not virtuous. So to deliver you from not the virtuous woman, but to deliver you from the strange woman. Even from the stranger which flattereth with her words. Watch out for those kind of women. Oh, you're so handsome. Never seen anyone in the world as handsome as you. You're like a Greek god. Well, I don't want to be any like a Greek god. Okay, to deliver thee from the stranger. Strange to the ways of the Lord, even from the stranger which flatters. A woman that is of the Lord never flirts or flatters with her words to men. They don't smile. There's so many songs that say a certain smile, a certain face, can lead an unsuspecting person on a merry chase. For these women that flatter with their words. Verse 17, which forsaketh the guide of her youth. She went to church at one time, but she decided to throw in with the wicked and forget the covenant of her God. She forgot the promise that God says, if you walk righteously, you're going to heaven. She doesn't want to know about that anymore. She's become wise. Satan has opened her eyes, and now she thinks she's wise. And really, she's become a babbling fool. Now, verse 18, for her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. She has been turned over to strong delusions to where she believes that now she can have as much sex as her flesh desires, and she can do all kinds of filthy things that she's seen on television. But her house inclines unto death, and her paths unto the dead. She's going where the dead go, and that is to hell. They're not dead, so to speak, as from pain, but they're dead so far as going to heaven. There isn't one person that goes unto her that returns again. Neither take they hold of the paths of life. You know, once you commit a sin by disobeying God, your back, your spiritual back is broken and you can't get back to Him. No matter how you try, it's like somebody that sold their soul. Like Esau, he tried desperately to get forgiven, but he couldn't. Even with tears, he cried, oh God, please, please. None that go into her, that like to go with her, ever return again. Neither take they hold, they can't get hold of the paths of life, because the Bible says that there remains no more forgiveness. No more forgiveness. But no matter how hard you try, because you blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Verse 20, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the path of the righteous. Verse 21, for the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But look at all these people that have persecuted us, and they've gone on into eternity, into the lake of fire. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. Verse 22, but the wicked shall be cut off, that means killed, destroyed from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of the earth. Rooted out. You can't run in the house, folks. You can't get away from God. You can't hide under your bed, because after you crawl in there, the death angel will be right next to you saying, hi, hi, how are you? Chapter 3, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. These are not just poems. These are commandments from the Lord that says, my son, don't forget my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Because I command them for a reason. I'm not like people that talks just about something. Yeah, I don't like to talk. Because my words are not vain words. And when people say, we're not to serve the Lord in vain, or to say the Lord's name, the word of God, in vain, that means just to be saying words which are not going to do you any good. It's vain to praise the Lord if you don't mean it. You're taking the Lord's name in vain. What is His name? His name is the Word of God. Verse 2, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Verse 3, let not mercy and truth forsake you. Why do you want mercy and truth to forsake you? Don't let it happen. Bind mercy and truth about thy neck. In other words, do everything that you can to merit having mercy and truth, the keeping of the truth of God from you. So much so that if you have to bind them about your neck to remind you of it, because the human mind is very stupid, forgetful, write them upon the table of thine heart. Verse 4, so shall thou find favor If you do that, you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and men. Verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. In other words, if you're sick, call on the Lord right now and tell him, Father God, heal me. Heal me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. Every disease, every infirmity, every sickness, even those that I don't know about, heal me. Trust in the Lord. Trust in his word that says, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Trust in the Lord that says he protects you. So do that. Trust. Faith is what saves your soul and saves your health, your body, and gives you wealth. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't just trust in him with a head knowledge, but with your entire heart. Trust, have faith that God is who he says he is and what he'll do for you. Lord, heal me in the mighty name of Jesus. Give me favor, Lord, in every way. Give me victory over all mine enemies. Give me victory, Father God. If there are those that want to do me harm, protect me, Father God, as you say you will. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, all your mind, and all your soul, and lean not unto your own understanding. Your understanding is nothing but carnal. Use God's understanding. Trust in his understanding and wisdom and knowledge. Verse 6, in all your ways acknowledge God, and he shall direct your paths. He'll show you whether you should buy that apartment house or to buy a place a block away from the ocean or a block away from the river or whatever. Or he'll tell you, no, save your money. There's something coming up that I want you to spend your money on. Don't do it. Don't invest just something that looks like a good deal. Wait on me. Seek me. And when I tell you what's right, do it. And when I tell you what's wrong, don't do it. Be not wise in your own eyes. Don't be stupid. Fear the Lord. Wisdom, have wisdom. Fear God and depart from evil. Depend on him. Depend only on him, not your own understanding. So many people, it is the most incredible, hateful thing when I see people that have their own understanding. They think they're prudent and wise, and everything that they say, and you can't tell these people anything because they think that they're so right, and everything they say is stupidity, absolute stupidity. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depend on him. Depart from evil. Verse 8, it shall be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Well, what, can't we take this pill and have marrow in our bones? Don't depend on pills. There's so many false pills. Pills are killing people today from the medicine world. Don't depend on those. God will put marrow to your bones. Verse 9, honor the Lord with thy substance. In other words, give whatever you have, minimum 10%. And if you're living in the church, give everything you got to the Lord. And with the first fruits of all thine increase. Every time you get an increase, pay the Lord. Why? Because he could kill you any minute. That's why. Isn't that sensible? Yeah. Don't give it to people that are not preaching the true gospel. This is for your own good. I mean, this is for you. If you give, he's going to multiply it back 100-fold. Verse 10. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. These are promises from the God. He's not an idle talker. Now, if you're a God's son, he tells you, if you're not a son of God, forget this. But if you are a son of God, listen to this. He says, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. Why? Because the Lord is chastening you so that you'll become a person, a son or a daughter of the Lord, that you'll grow up to the fullness of the Lord. Neither be weary of his correction, because he corrects you because he wants to use you. Verse 12, For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth. Wherever the Lord loves, he's going to correct you. He doesn't want you to be stupid. Even as a father, the son, in whom he delights. Well, this is all I have. I'm going to continue this later, but it's time to receive the Lord, to receive the wisdom of God, the fear of the Lord. And if you read this word, you'll receive wisdom and knowledge, the fear of the Lord, and knowledge and understanding. But right now, the first step is to get the Spirit of God in you. And you can do that simply by saying this prayer. You can be saved, born again of the Spirit. And the Lord said you must be born again of the Spirit. So say this prayer unto him and be saved. Be saved from the lake of fire. Say unto the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit. Wash all my former filthy sins in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord and share and tell everyone in our listening audience how they can receive a copy of this program number 775. It's free.
Go to alamuministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamuministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California 90078 or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
All right, praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. We're going to try to finish chapter 3, however the Lord leads in the book of Proverbs, and we may even be able to get into chapter 4. In the meantime, this is Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.